Chapter 73. And when Mary had said this, the first mystery said unto her, Well said, finely, Mary, blessed one. And he continued again in the discourse, and said unto the disciples, Sophia again continued in the song, and said, 1. The light hath become my Savior. 2. And it hath changed my darkness into light, and it has rent the chaos which surround me and girded me with light. It came to pass then, when the first mystery had finished saying these words, that Martha came forward and said, My Lord, thy power hath prophesied aforetime through David concerning these words. 10. The Lord hath become my helper. 11. He hath changed my lamentation into joy. He hath rent my mourning robe and girded me with joy. And it came to pass, when the first mystery had heard Martha speak these words, that he said, Well said, and finely, Martha. And the first mystery continued again, and said unto the disciples, Pistis Sophia again continued in the song, and said, 1. My power, sing praises to the light, and forget not all the powers of the light which it hath given unto thee. 2. And the powers which are in thee, sing praises to the name of his holy mystery. 3. Who forgiveth all thy transgressions, who saveth thee from all the afflictions with which the emanations of self-will have constrained thee. 4. Who hath saved thy light from the emanation of self-will which belonged to destruction, who hath wreathed thee with light in his compassion until he save thee. 5. Who hath filled thee with purified light, and thy beginning will renew itself as an invisible of the height. With these words Pistis Sophia sang praises, because she was saved and remembered all things which I had done unto her. Chapter 74. It came to pass then, when the first mystery had finished setting forth these words unto the disciples, that he said unto them, Who hath understood the solution of these words? Let him come forward and say it in openness. Mary again came forward and said, My Lord, concerning these words with which Pistis Sophia hath sung praises, thus thy light power prophesies them through David. 1. My soul, praise the Lord. Let all that is in me praise his holy name. 2. My soul, praise the Lord, and forget not all his requitals. 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy sickness. 4. Who redeemeth thy life from decay, who wreatheth thee with grace and compassion. 5. Who satisfy thy longing with good things, thy youth will renew itself as an eagle's. That is, Sophia will be as the invisibles who are in the height. He hath therefore said, as an eagle, because the dwelling place of an eagle is in the height, and the invisibles also are in the height. That is, Pistis Sophia will shine as the invisibles, as she was from her beginning. It came to pass then, when the first mystery had heard Mary say these words, that he said, Well said, Mary, blessed one. It came to pass then thereafter that the first mystery continued again in the discourse, and said unto the disciples, I took Pistis Sophia and led her up to a region which is below the 13th aeon, and gave unto her a new mystery of the light, which is not that of her aeon, the region of the invisibles. And moreover, I gave her a song of the light, so that from now on the rulers of the aeons could not prevail against her. And I removed her to that region until I could come after her and bring her to her higher region. It came to pass then, when I had removed her to that region, that she again uttered this song thus. 1. In faith have I had faith in the light, and it remembered me and hearkened to my song. 2. It hath led my power up out of the chaos, and the nether darkness of the whole matter, and it hath led me up. It hath removed me to a higher and sure aeon, lofty and firm. It hath changed my place on the way which leadeth to my region. 3. And it hath given unto me a new mystery, which is not that of my aeon, and given unto me a song of the light. Now therefore, O light, all the rulers will see that thou hast done unto me, and be afraid, and have faith in the light. This song then Pistis Sophia uttered, rejoicing that she had been led up out of the chaos, and brought to regions which are below the 13th aeon. Now therefore let him whom his mind stirreth, so that he understandeth the solution of the thought of the song, which Pistis Sophia hath uttered. Come forward and say it. Andrew came forward and said, My Lord, this is concerning what thy light power hath prophesied aforetime through David. 1. In patience I tarried for the Lord. He hath given heed unto thee and ear unto my weeping. 2. He hath led up my soul out of the pit of misery and out of the filthy mire. He hath set my feet on a rock and made straight my steps. 3. He hath put in my mouth a new song, a song of praise for our God. Many will see and be afraid and hope in the Lord. It came to pass then, when Andrew had set forth the thought of Pistis Sophia, that the first mystery said unto him, Well said, Andrew, blessed one. Chapter 75. And he continued again in the discourse, and said unto the disciples, These are all adventures which have befallen Pistis Sophia. It came to pass then, when I had led her to the region which is below the 13th aeon, and was about to go unto the light and depart from her, that she said unto me, O light of lights, thou wilt go to the light and depart from me. And tyrant Adamas will know that thou hast departed from me, and will know that my Savior is not at hand. And he will come again to this region, he and all his rulers who hate me, and self-willed also bestow power unto his lion-faced emanation, so that they will come and constrain me altogether, and take my whole light from me, in order that I may become powerless again without light. Now therefore, O light and my light, take from them the power of their light, so that they may not be able to constrain me from now on. It came to pass then, when I heard these words which Pistis Sophia had spoken unto me, that I answered her, saying, My Father, who hath emanated me, hath not yet given me commandment to take their light from them. But I will seal the regions of self-willed and all his rulers who hate thee, because thou hast had faith in the light. And I will also seal the regions of Adamas and of his rulers, so that none of them may be able to fight with thee, until their time is completed, and the season cometh that my Father give me commandment to take their light from them. Chapter 76. And thereafter I said again unto her, Hearken that I may speak with thee about their time, when this which I have said unto thee will come to pass. It will come to pass when the three times are completed. Pistis Sophia answered and said unto thee, O light, but what shall I know when the three times will take place, so that I may be glad and rejoice that the time is near for thee to bring me to my region? And moreover rejoice therein that the time is come when thou wilt take the light power from all them which hate me, because I have had faith in the light. And I answered and said unto her, If thou seest the gate of the treasury of the great light which is opened after the 13th aeon, and that is the left one, when that gate is opened, then are the three times completed. Pistis Sophia again answered and said, O light, but what shall I know? For I am in this region that the gate is opened. And I answered and said unto her, When that gate is opened, they who are in all the aeons will know because of the great light which will obtain in their regions. But see, I have now settled that they shall venture no ill against thee until the three times are completed. And thou wilt have the powers of going down into the 12 aeons when it pleaseth thee, and also of returning and going into thy region, which is below the 13th aeon in which thou now art. But thou wilt not have the power of passing through the gate of the height which is in the 13th aeon, so as to enter into thy region whence thou didst come down. Moreover, if then the three times are completed, self-willed and all his rulers will again constrain thee, to take thy light from thee, being enraged against thee, and thinking that thou hast imprisoned his power in the chaos, and thinking that thou hast taken its light from thee. He will then be embittered against thee, to take from thy light in order that he may send it down into the chaos, and it may get down to the emanation of his, so that it may be able to come out of the chaos and go to his region. Adamas will attempt this, but I will take all thy powers from him and give them unto thee, and I will come to take them. Now therefore, if I constrain thee at that time, then sing praises to the light, and I will not delay to help thee. And I will quickly come unto thee to the regions which are below thee, and I will come down to their regions to take their light from thee. and I will come to this region whither I have removed thee, and which is below the 13th aeon, until I bring thee to thy region whence thou art come. It came to pass then, when Pistis Sophia had heard me say these words unto her, that she rejoiced with great joy. But I removed her to the region which is below the 13th aeon. I went to the light and departed from her. And all these adventures the first mystery told the disciples, that they should come to pass for Pistis Sophia. And he sat on the Mount of Olives, narrating all these adventures in the midst of the disciples. And he continued again and said unto thee, And it came to pass again after this, while I was in the world of men and sat in the way, that is in this region which is the Mount of Olives, before my vesture was sent unto me, which I deposited in the 24th mystery from the interior, but the first from the exterior, which is the great uncontainable, in which I am enwrapped, and before I had gone to the height to receive my second vesture, while I sat with you in this region, which is the Mount of Olives, that the time was completed in which I had said to Pistis Sophia, Adamas and all his rulers will constrain thee. Chapter 77. It came to pass then, when that time came on, and I was in the world of men sitting with you in this region, which is the Mount of Olives, that Adamas looked down out of the 12 aeons, and looked down at the regions of the chaos, and saw his demon power, which is in the chaos, that no light at all was in it, because I had taken its light from it. And he saw it, that it was dark and could not go to his regions, that is, to the 12 aeons. Thereon Adamas again remembered Pistis Sophia, and became most exceedingly wroth against her, thinking that it was she who had imprisoned his power in the chaos, and thinking that it was she who had taken its light from it. And he was exceedingly embittered. He piled wrath on wrath and emanated out of himself a dark emanation in another, chaotic and evil, the violent one, so as through them to harass Pistis Sophia. And he made a dark region in his region, so as to constrain Sophia therein. And he took many of his rulers, they pursued after Sophia, in order that the two dark emanations which Adamas had emanated might lead her into the dark chaos which he had made, and constrain her in that region and harass her, until they should take her whole light from her. And Adamas should take the light from Pistis Sophia, and give it to the two dark, violent emanations. And they should carry it to the great chaos which is below and dark, and cast it into his dark power which is chaotic, if perchance it might be able to come to his region, because it had become exceedingly dark, for I had taken its light power from it. It came to pass then, when they pursued after Pistis Sophia, that she cried out again and sang praises to the light, since I had said unto her, If thou shalt be constrained and singest praise unto me, I will come quickly and help thee. It came to pass then, when she was constrained, and I sat with you in this region, that is, on the Mount of Olives, that she sang praises to the light, saying, 1. O light of lights, I have had faith in thee. Save me from all these rulers who pursue after me and help me. 2. That in sooth they may never take from me my light, as the lion-faced power did. For thy light is not with me in thy light stream to save me. Nay, Adamas is the more enraged against me, saying unto me, Thou hast imprisoned my power in the chaos. 3. Now therefore, O light of lights, if I have done this and have imprisoned it, if I have done any injustice at all to that power. 4. Or if I have constrained it, as it hath constrained me, then let all these rulers who pursue after me take my light from me and leave me empty. 5. And let foe Adamas pursue after my power, and seize upon it, and take my light from me, and cast it into his dark power which is in the chaos, and keep my power in the chaos. 6. Now therefore, O light, lay hold on me in thy wrath, and lift up thy power above my foes who have lifted themselves up against me to the very end. 7. Quicken me quickly, as thou hast said unto me, I will help thee. Chapter 78. It came to pass then, when the first mystery had finished saying these words unto the disciples, that he said, Who hath understood the words which I have spoken? Let him come forward and set forth their solution. James came forward and said, My Lord, concerning this song which Pistosophia hath sung, thus thy light power hath prophesied aforetime through David in the seventh psalm. 1. O Lord my God, in thee have I hoped. Free me from my pursuers and save me. 2. That in sooth he may never steal away my soul as a lion, without anyone to deliver and save. 3. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if injustice is on my hands. 4. If I have requited these things who requite me with evil, then let me fall down empty through my foes. 5. And let the foe pursue after my soul and seize it, and trample my life to the ground and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. 6. Arise, O Lord, in thy wrath. Raise thyself up for the end of my foes. 7. Arise according to the commandment which thou hast commanded. It came to pass then, when the first mystery had heard James speak these words, that he said, Well said, James, beloved. Chapter 79. And the first mystery continued again, and said unto the disciples, It came to pass then, when Pistosophia had finished uttering the words of the song, that she turned herself back to see whether Adamas and his rulers had turned back to go to their aeon. And she saw them, how they pursued after her. Then she turned unto them, and said unto them, 1. Why pursue ye after me, and say, I should not have help, that is, the light should save me from you? 2. Now therefore, my vindicator is the light and a strong one, but it is long suffering until the time in which it hath said unto me, I will come and help thee. And it will not bring its wrath upon you always, but this is the time of which he hath spoken unto me. 3. Now therefore, if ye turn not back and cease not to pursue after me, then will the light make ready its power, and it will make itself ready in all its powers. 4. And in its power hath it made itself ready, so that it may take your lights which are in you, and ye may become dark, and its power hath brought it to pass, so that it may take your power from you, and ye go to ground. And when Pistosophia had said this, she looked at the region of Adamas, and saw the dark and chaotic region which he had made, and saw also the two dark, exceedingly violent emanations which Adamas had emanated, in order that they might seize Pistosophia, and cast her down into the chaos which he had made, and constrain and harass her in that region, until they should take her light from her. It came to pass then, when Pistosophia had seen these two dark emanations, and the dark region which Adamas had made, that she feared and cried unto the light, saying, 1. O light, lo, Adamas, the doer of violence, is wrathful. He hath made a dark emanation. 2. And he hath also emanated another chaos, and hath made another dark and chaotic one, and made it ready. 3. Now therefore, O light, the chaos which he hath made, in order to cast me down therein, and take from me my light power, take then from him his own. 4. And the plan which he hath devised to take my light, they are to take his own from him. And the injustice which he hath spoken, to take my lights from me, take then all of his. These are the words which Pistosophia hath uttered in her song. Now therefore, who is sober in spirit, let him come forward and set forth the solution of the words which Pistosophia hath uttered in her song. Chapter 80. Martha again came forward and said, My Lord, I am sober in my spirit, and understand the words which thou sayest. Now therefore give me commandment to set forth their solution in openness. And the first mystery answered and said unto Martha, I give thee commandment, Martha, to set forth the solution of the words which Pistosophia hath uttered in her song. And Martha answered and said, My Lord, these are the words which thy light power hath prophesied aforetime through David in the seventh psalm, saying, 12. God is a righteous vindicator and strong and long-suffering, who bringeth not on his wrath every day. 13. If ye turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. 14. And he hath made ready for him instruments of death. He hath made his arrows for those who will be burnt up. 15. Behold, injustice has been in labor, hath conceived wrong and brought forth inequity. 16. It hath digged a pit and hollowed it out. It will fall into the hole which it hath made. 17. Its wrong will return on its own head, and its injustice will come down on its pate. When Martha had said this, the first mystery which looked without said unto her, Well said, finally, Martha, blessed one. Chapter 81. Jesus bringeth Sophia again to the 13th aeon. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished telling his disciples all the adventures which had befallen Pista Sophia when she was in the chaos, and the way which she had sung praises to the light, and that it should save her and lead her out of the chaos, and lead her into the 12 aeons, and also the way it had saved her out of her afflictions, with which the rulers of the chaos had constrained her. Because she longed to go to the light, that Jesus continued again in the discourse, and said unto the disciples, It came to pass then after all of this, that I took Pista Sophia, and led her into the 13th aeon, shining most exceedingly, there being no measure for the light which was about me. I entered into the region of the 24 invisibles, shining most exceedingly, and they fell into great commotion. They looked and saw Sophia, who was with me. Her they knew, but me they knew not, who I was, but held me for some sort of emanation of the light land. It came to pass then, when Pista Sophia saw her fellows, the invisibles, that she rejoiced in great joy and exulted exceedingly, and desired to proclaim the wonders which I had wrought on her below in the earth of mankind, until I saved her. She came into the midst of the invisibles, and in their midst sang praises unto me, saying, 1. I will give thanks unto thee, O light, for thou art a Savior, thou art a deliverer for all time. 2. I will utter this song to the light, for it hath saved me, and saved me out of the hand of the rulers, my foes. 3. And thou hast preserved me in all the regions. Thou hast saved me out of the height and the depth of the chaos, and out of the aeons of the rulers of the spheres. 4. And when I was come out of the height, I wandered round in regions in which there is no light, and I could not return to the 13th aeon, my dwelling place. 5. For there was no light in me, nor power. My power was utterly weakened. 6. And the light saved me in all my afflictions. I sang praises unto the light, and it hearkened unto me when I was constrained. 7. It guided me in the creation of the aeons to lead me up into the 13th aeon, my dwelling place. 8. I will give thanks unto thee, O light, that thou hast saved me, and for thy wondrous works unto the race of men. 9. When I failed of my power, thou hast given me power, and when I failed of my light, thou didst fill me with purified light. 10. I was in the darkness and in the shadow of the chaos, bound with the mighty fetters of the chaos, and no light was with me. 11. For I have provoked the commandment of the light, and have transgressed, and I have made wroth the commandment of the light, because I had gone out of my region. 12. And when I had gone down, I failed of my light, and became without light, and no one had helped me. 13. And in my affliction I sang praises unto the light, and it saved me out of my affliction. 14. And it hath also broken asunder all my bonds, and led me out of the darkness and the affliction of the chaos. 15. I will give thanks unto thee, O light, that thou hast saved me, and that thy wondrous works have been wrought in the race of man. 16. And thou hast shattered the upper gates of the darkness, and the mighty bolts of the chaos. 17. And thou didst let me depart out of the region in which I had transgressed, and my light was taken, because I have transgressed. 18. And I ceased from my mysteries, and went down to the gates of the chaos. 19. And when I was constrained, I sang praises to the light. It saved me out of all my afflictions. 20. Thou sentest thy stream. It gave me power and saved me out of all my afflictions. 21. I will give thanks unto thee, O light, that thou hast saved me, and for thy wondrous works in the race of men. This, then, is the song which Pista Sophia hath uttered in the midst of the 24 invisibles. desiring that they should know all the wondrous works which I had done for her, and desiring that they should know that I have gone to the world of men, and have given them the mysteries of the height. Now therefore, who is exalted in his thought? Let him come forward and say the solution of the song which Pistis Sophia hath uttered. Chapter 82. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished saying these words, that Philip came forward and said, Jesus, my Lord, my thought is exalted, and I have understood the solution of the song which Pistis Sophia hath uttered. The prophet David hath prophesied concerning it aforetime in the 106th psalm, saying, 1. Give ye thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his grace is eternal. 2. Let the delivered of the Lord say this, for it is he who hath delivered them out of the hand of their foes. 3. He hath gathered them together out of their hands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the sea. 4. They wandered round in the desert, in a waterless country. They found not the way to the city of their dwelling place. 5. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. 6. He saved them out of their necessities. They cried unto the Lord, and he hearkened unto them in their affliction. 7. He led them on a straight way, that they might go to the region of their dwelling place. 8. Let them give thanks unto the Lord for his graciousness, and his wondrous works unto the children of men. 9. For he hath satisfied a hungering soul. He hath filled a hungering soul with good things. 10. Them who sat in darkness and the shadow of death, who were fettered in misery and iron. 11. For they had provoked the word of God and made wrath the determination of the Most High. 12. Their heart was humbled in their miseries. They became weak, and no one helped them. 13. They cried unto the Lord in their affliction. He saved them out of their necessity. 14. And he led them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and brake their bonds asunder. 15. Let them give thanks unto the Lord for his graciousness and his wondrous works unto the children of men. 16. For he hath shattered the gates of brass and burst the bolts of iron asunder. 17. He hath taken them unto himself out of the way of their iniquity, for they were brought low because of their iniquities. 18. Their heart abhorred all manner of meat, and they were near unto the gates of death. 19. They cried unto the Lord in their affliction, and he saved them out of their necessities. 20. He sent his word and healed them and freed them from their miseries. 21. Let them give thanks unto the Lord for his graciousness and his wondrous works unto the children of men. This then, my Lord, is a solution of the song which Pistis Sophia hath uttered. Hearken therefore, my Lord, that I may say it clearly, the word in sooth which David hath spoken. Give ye thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his grace is eternal. It is the word which Pistis Sophia hath spoken. I will give thanks unto thee, O light, for thou art a Savior, and thou art a deliverer for all time. And the word which hath David spoken, let the delivered of the Lord say this, for he hath delivered them out of the hand of their foes. It is the word which Pistis Sophia had spoken. I will utter this song to the light, for it hath saved me, and saved me out of the hand of the rulers, my foes, and the rest of the psalm. This then, my Lord, is a solution of the song which Pistis Sophia hath uttered in the midst of the 24 invisibles, desiring that they should know all the wondrous works which thou hast done for her, and desiring that they should know that thou hast given thy mysteries to the race of men. It came to pass then, when Jesus had heard Philip say these words, that he said, Well said, blessed Philip, this is the solution of the song which Pistis Sophia hath uttered. End of the story of Pistis Sophia. Chapter 83. Mary questions Jesus. It came then again, after all this, that Mary came forward, adored the feet of Jesus, and said, My Lord, be not wroth with me, if I question thee, because we question concerning everything with precision and certainty. For thou hast said unto us aforetime, Seek that ye may find, and knock that it may be open unto you. For everyone who seeketh will find, and to everyone who knocketh it shall be opened. Now therefore, my Lord, who is it whom I shall seek? Or who is it at whom we shall knock? Or who rather is able to give us a decision upon the words concerning which we shall question thee? Or who rather knoweth the power of the words concerning which we shall question? Because thou in the mind hast given us mind of the light, and hast given us sense, and an exceedingly exalted thought. For which cause, therefore, no one existeth in the world of men, nor any one in the height of the aeons, who can give the decision on the words concerning which we question, save thee alone, who knoweth the universe, who is perfected in the universe. Because we do not question in the manner in which the men of the world question, but because we question in the gnosis of the height which thou hast given unto us. And we question moreover in the type of the excellent questioning which thou hast taught us, that we may question therein. Now therefore, my Lord, be not wroth with me, but reveal unto me the matter concerning which I shall question thee. It came to pass, when Jesus had heard Mary Magdalene say these words, that he answered and said unto her, Question concerning what thou desirest to question, and I will reveal it unto thee with precision and certainty. Amen, amen, I say unto you. Rejoice in great joy, and exult most exceedingly. If ye question concerning all with precision, then shall I exult most exceedingly. Because ye question concerning all with precision and question in the manner in which it beseemeth to question. Now therefore, question concerning what thou wouldst question, and I will reveal it unto thee with joy. It came to pass then, when Mary had heard the Savior say these words, that she rejoiced in great joy, and exulted most exceedingly, and said unto Jesus, My Lord and Savior, of what manner then are the 24 invisibles, and of what type, or rather, of what quality are they? Or of what quality is then their light? Chapter 84. Of the glory of the 24 invisibles. And Jesus answered and said unto Mary, What is there in this world which is like unto them? Or rather, what region is there in this world which is comparable to them? Now therefore, to what am I to liken them? Or rather, what am I to say concerning them? For nothing existeth in this world to which I shall be able to liken them, and no form existeth in it which is able to be like them. Now therefore, nothing exists in this world which is of the quality of the heaven. But, Amen, I say unto you, every one of the invisibles is 9 times greater than the heaven, and the sphere above it, and the 12 aeons altogether, as I have said already unto you at another time. And no light existeth in this world which is more excellent than the light of the sun. Amen, amen, I say unto you. The 24 invisibles shine 10,000 times more than the light of the sun which is in this world, as I have already said unto you at another time. For the light of the sun in its shape in truth is not in this world, for its light pierceth through many veils and regions. But the light of the sun in its shape and truth, which is in the region of the Virgin of Light, shineth 10,000 times more than the 24 invisibles and the great invisible forefather, and also the great triple-powered God, as I have already said unto you at another time. Now therefore, Mary, there is no form in this world, nor any light, nor any shape, which is comparable to the 24 invisibles, so that I may liken it to them. But yet a little while, and I will lead thee and thy brethren and fellow disciples into all the regions of the height, and will lead you into the 3 spaces of the first mystery, save only the region of the space of the ineffable, and ye shall see all their shapes and truth without similitude. And if I lead you into the height, and ye shall see the glory of them in the height, then will ye be in a very great amazement. And if I lead you into the region of the rulers of the fate, then will ye see the glory in which they are. And because of their overtowering great glory, ye will deem this world before you as darkness of darkness. And ye will look at the whole world of man, how it will have the condition of a speck of dust for you because of the great distance it is far distant from it, and because of the great condition it is considerably greater than it. And if I lead you into the 12 eons, then will you see the glory in which they are. And because of the great glory, the region of the rulers of the fate will count for you as the darkness of darknesses. And it will have for you the condition of a speck of dust because of the great distance. It is far distant from it. And because of the great condition, it is considerably greater than them, as I have already said unto you at another time. And if I lead you moreover into the 13th aeon, then will you see the glory in which they are. The 12 aeons will count for you as the darkness of darkness, and ye shall look at the 12 aeons, how their regions will have for you the likeness of a speck of dust, because of the great distance it is far distant from it, and because of the great condition it is considerably greater than the former. And if I lead you into the region of those of the mist, then will you see the glory in which they are. The 13 aeons will count for you as the darkness of darkness. And again you will look at the 12 aeons, and upon the whole fate, and the whole ordering in all the spheres, and all the others in which they are. They will have for you the condition of a speck of dust, because of the great distances their region is distant from it, and because of the great condition it is considerably greater than the former. And if I lead you into the region of those of the right, then will you see the glory in which they are. The region of those of the midst will count for you as the night which is in the world of men. And if ye look at the midst, it will have for you the condition of a speck of dust, because of the great distance the region of those of the right is considerably distant from it. And if I lead you into the light land, that is, into the treasury of the light, and ye see the glory in which they are, then will the region of those of the right count for you as the light at midday in the world of men, when the sun is not out. And if ye look at the region of those on the right, it will have for you the condition of a speck of dust, because of the great distance the treasury of the light is distant from it. And if I lead you into the region of those who have received the inheritance, and have received the mysteries of the light, and ye see the glory of the light in which they are, then the light land will count for you as the light of the sun which is in the world of men. And if ye look upon the light land, then will it count for you as a speck of dust, because of the great distance the light land is distant from it, and because of the greatness by which it is considerably greater than the former. Chapter 85. And it came to pass, then, when Jesus had finished speaking these words unto his disciples, that Mary Magdalene started forward and said, My Lord, be not wroth with me if I question thee, because we question thee concerning all with precision. And Jesus answered and said unto Mary, Question concerning what thou desirest to question, and I will reveal it unto thee in openness without similitude, and all concerning which thou questionest, I will say unto thee with precision and certainty. I will perfect you in all power and all fullness, from the interior of the interiors to the exterior of the exteriors, from that ineffable to the darkness of darkness, so that ye shall be called the fullness perfected in all gnosis. Now therefore, Mary, question concerning what thou mayest question, and I will reveal it to thee with great joy and great exultation. It came to pass then, when Mary had heard the Savior say these words, that she rejoiced exceedingly great joy and exulted and said, My Lord, will then the men of the world who have received the mysteries of the light be superior to the emanations of the treasury in thy kingdom? For I have heard thee say, If I lead you into the region of those who have received the mysteries of the light, then will the region of the emanations of the light land count for you as a speck of dust because of the great distance in which it is distant from it, and because of the great light in which it is. That is the light land, is the treasury, the region of the emanations. Will therefore then, my Lord, the men who have received the mysteries, be superior to the light land, and superior to those emanations in the kingdom of the light? Chapter 86. And Jesus answered and said unto Mary, Finally indeed dost thou question concerning all with precision and certainty. But hearken, Mary, that I may speak with thee about the consummation of the aeon, and the ascension of the universe. It will not yet take place, but I have said unto you, If I lead you into the region of the inheritance of those who shall receive the mystery of the light, then will the treasury of the light, the region of the emanations, count for you as a speck of dust only, and as the light of the sun by day. I have therefore said, this will take place at the time of the consummation and of the ascension of the universe. The 12 saviors of the treasury, and the 12 orders of every one of them, which are the emanations of the 7 voices and of the 5 trees, they will be with me in the region of the inheritance of the light. Being kings with me in my kingdom, and every one of them being king over his emanation, and moreover every one of them being king according to his glory, the great according to his greatness, and the little according to his littleness. And the Savior of the emanations of the first voice will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the first mystery of the first mystery in my kingdom. And the Savior of the emanations of the second voice will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the second mystery of the first mystery. In like manner also will the Savior of the emanations of the third voice be in the region of the souls of those who have received the third mystery of the first mystery in the inheritance of the light. And the Savior of the emanations of the fourth voice of the treasury of the light will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the fourth mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the fifth Savior of the fifth voice of the treasury of the light will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the fifth mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the sixth Savior of the emanation of the sixth voice of the treasury of the light will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the sixth mystery of the first mystery. And the seventh Savior of the emanations of the seventh voice of the treasury of the light will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the seventh mystery of the first mystery in the treasury of the light. And the eighth Savior, that is the Savior of the emanation of the first tree of the treasury of the light, will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the eighth mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the ninth Savior, that is the Savior of the emanation of the second tree of the treasury of the light, will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the ninth mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the tenth Savior, that is the Savior of the emanation of the third tree of the treasury of the light, will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the tenth mystery of the first mystery in the inheritance of the light. In like manner also the 11th Savior, that is the Savior of the fourth tree of the treasury of the light, will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the 11th mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the 12th Savior, that is the Savior of the emanations of the fifth tree of the treasury of the light, will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the 12th mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the 7 Amens, and the 5 trees, and the 3 Amens will be on my right, being kings in the inheritances of the light. And the twin Saviors, that is the child of the child, and the 9 guards will abide also at my left, being kings in the inheritance of the light. And every one of the Saviors will rule over the orders of his emanation in the inheritance of the light, as they did also in the treasury of the light. And the 9 guards of the treasury of the light will be superior to the Saviors in the inheritance of the light. And the twin Saviors will be superior to the 9 guards in the kingdom. And the 3 Amens will be superior to the twin Saviors in the kingdom. And the 5 trees will be superior to the 3 Amens in the inheritances of the light. And you, and the guard of the veil of the great light, and the receiver of the light, and the 2 great guides and the great Sabaoth the good, will be kings in the first Savior of the first voice of the treasury of the light. The Savior who will be in the region of those who have received the first mystery of the first mystery. For in sooth you, and the guard of the region of those of the right, and Melchizedek, the great receiver of the light, and the 2 great guides have come forth out of the purified and utterly pure light of the first tree up to the 5th. You, in sooth, is the overseer of the light, who hath come forth first out of the pure light of the first tree. On the other hand, the guard of the veil of those of the right hath come forth out of the second tree. And the two guides again have come forth out of the pure and utterly purified light of the third and fourth trees of the treasury of the light. Melchizedek again hath come forth out of the fifth tree. On the other hand, Sabaoth the good, whom I have called my father, hath come forth out of you, the overseer of the light. These six, then, by command of the first mystery, the last helper hath caused to be in the region of those of the right, for the economy of the ingathering of the upper light out of the eons of the rulers, and out of the worlds and all races in them. Of every one of whom I will tell you the employment over which he hath been set in the expansion of the universe. Because, therefore, of the importance of the employment over which they have been set, they will be fellow kings in the first Savior of the first voice of the treasury of the light, who will be in the region of the souls of those who have received the first mystery of the first mystery. And the Virgin of Light and the great guide of the midst, whom the rulers of the eons are wont to call the great You, after the name of a great ruler who is in their region, he and the Virgin of Light and his 12 ministers, from whom he have received your shape, and from whom ye have received the power, they all will be kings with the first Savior of the first voice in the region of the souls of those who will receive the first mystery of the first mystery in the inheritances of the light. And the 15 helpers of the 7 virgins of light who are in the midst, they will expand themselves in the regions of the 12 Saviors, and the rest of the angels of the midst, every one of them according to his glory, will rule with me in the inheritance of the light. And I shall rule over them all in the inheritances of the light. All this, then, which I have said unto you, will not take place at this time, but it will take place at the consummation of the aeon, that is, at the ascension of the universe, that is, at the dissolution of the universe, and at the total ascension of the numbering of the perfect souls of the inheritance of the light. Before the consummation, therefore, this which I have said unto you will not take place, but every one will be in his own region, into which he hath been set from the beginning, until the numbering of the ingathering of the perfect souls is completed. The 7 voices, and the 5 trees, and the 3 amens, and the twin saviors, and the 9 guards, and the 12 saviors, and those of the region of the right, and those of the region of the midst, every one will abide in the region in which they have been set, until the numbering of the perfect souls of the inheritance of the light shall be raised up altogether. And also all the rulers who have repented, they also will abide in the region into which they have been set, until the numbering of the souls of the light shall be raised up altogether. The souls will all come, every one at the time when he will receive the mysteries, and all the rulers who have repented will pass through and come into the region of the midst. And those of the midst will baptize them and give unto them the spiritual unction and seal them with the seals of their mystery. And they will pass through those of all the regions of the midst, and they will pass through the region of the right, and the interior of the region of the 9 guards, and the interior of the region of the twin saviors, and the interior of the region of the 3 amens, and of the 12 saviors, and the interior of the 5 trees, and of the 7 voices. Every one giveth unto them his seal of his mystery, and they pass into the interior of them all, and go to the region of the inheritance of the light. And every one bideth in the region up to which he hath received mysteries in the inheritance of the light. In a word, all the souls of men who shall receive the mysteries of the light will precede all the rulers who have repented, and they will precede all those of the region of the midst, and those of the whole region on the right, and they will precede those of the whole region of the treasury of the light. In a word, they will precede all those of the region of the treasury, and they will precede all those of the regions of the first commandment, and they will pass into the interior of them all, and go into the inheritance of the light up to the region of their mystery. And every one abideth in the region up to which he hath received mysteries. And those of the region of the midst, and of the right, and those of the whole region of the treasury, everyone abideth in the region of the order into which he hath been set from the beginning on, until the universe shall be raised up. And every one of them accomplish his economy to which he hath been set, in respect of the ingathering of the souls which have received the mysteries, in respect to his economy, so that they may seal all the souls who will receive the mysteries, and who will pass through their interior towards the inheritance of the light. Now therefore, Mary, this is the word concerning which thou dost question me with precision and certainty. For the rest now then, who hath ears to hear, let them hear.